You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication.
Yes, it is.
Here you'll find the resources and training that you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. Recently, we released our newest course on newchurches.com. That's all about guest services. What's been exciting is we've gotten a lot of existing Plus members and new people coming in and gobbling up that course and taking it in. So they're learning about how to close the back door and train volunteers and leaders.
Well, it's really, they're opening the front door better.
Yeah, that's true.
In order to close the back door.
That's good. That's good. So go to newchurches.com/guest services to learn more. What's actually pretty cool about this is recently we've, Todd, we have brought in a slew of A++ quality speakers to film a whole slew of new courses around multi-site campus pastoring, both in English and Spanish. So we are very soon going to be rolling that all out. So that's going to be exciting.
What exactly is a whole slew?
A whole slew, meaning, I mean, it's not just one, it's going to keep on coming out, you know, one after another, one after another.
I wonder where that comes from, slew.
Yeah, I guess it sounds kind of weird.
Is it? Well, I mean, I've heard it here. It's not just a Canadian thing.
Yeah. Although I did hear another Canadian say resources today.
There you go.
So maybe it's not just me. Neither can I be, can I think or expect all Canadians to say it that way either. But anyway.
You're trying to say it like French or something.
What is resources? Resources? Yeah, resources is probably what it is. Okay, before we butcher that anymore, let's listen into this question from Andy Coyle.
Hi, my name is Andy. I am a church planter in Rapid City, South Dakota. And I'm wondering, what do you think is the value of after-school programs for church plants? If it's a good use of resources or not very effective? I'll be eager to hear your response. Thank you.
All right. Now that was that was a really specific and focused question, wasn't it, Todd?
I like that.
Yeah, but it's cool.
Specificity.
Yeah, and it's cool how he's really thinking about, you know, how do they as a church be about the flourishing of their neighborhood, be about the flourishing and be missional in their community and where they're at. So, what do you think? I mean, what is the value of after school programs for church plants?
Okay, so, you know, this is a difficult thing to talk about simply because, does it make sense? Absolutely. If you can minister to a family by allowing them to, you know, use your services of after school care, mm-hmm. you're loving on their kids. You know, a lot of times parents end up coming to know Christ because we love on their kids through, you know, maybe it's Bible school or an aftercare program.
Yeah.
Or their kids come with our kids. And, you know, the next thing you know, the parent's going and the family becomes, you know, connected to the church.
Yeah.
So, yes, it's a great idea. However, I would say that everything has an opportunity cost. Mm. If you do this, you can't do something else.
Yeah.
If you say, hey, I'm going to do this or, I don't know, some affinity group that you're, you know, it's this or a book club, then I would say do this.
Yeah. But if it's this or providing, what do you think, a Wednesday night time for youth or for children or you know, even providing, let's say, childcare, doing kind of like a church-wide childcare thing on Wednesday night so that parents can go out and do life groups together. I mean, what do you think would be a better use of resources? Because one is a bit more internally, you know, ministering to your congregation so that they can grow deeper, and the other is more of an external evangelistic way of doing, using your resources and time.
Personally, I would go this is fun because now we're getting into particulars on a particular question. Personally, I would do after school care because, I mean, you know, it just seems more, not to use a overused word, but missional.
Yeah.
It's commissional. Let's just go there.
Yeah.
Because it is, we're, you know, going out and telling people about Jesus through, you know, word, deed, and the rest. Mm. However, you could push back on me and go, yeah, but Todd, you know, we're not just called to be disciples, or we're called to make disciples, and make disciples isn't just getting them in the door and a relationship with Christ. It's also building and deepening that relationship with Christ. And the only way they can do that is by connecting with each other, you know? Yeah. And so we're not going to be able to have group life if we don't, you know, do this.
Yeah, completely.
And it's, yeah. So I think that it falls in alignment with an essential ministry of the church. Mm-hmm. But it's, you know, it can't come at the cost of something that is even more essential. Like, this is an example of something that I could, there's a number of different types of ministries that I could do for families. This is one of those options.
Yeah.
Doing basic discipleship and group life is not an option.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I mean, part of it too is, I mean, having an after school program as a part of, you know, a ministry of your outreach ministry for your church plan is a great idea. It's a great idea amongst many ideas that you can do for church planting. I mean, Lee Peoples, for example, he's one of our Plus members. He's planting in Pearland, Texas, and him and his wife have a passion to minister to families with children who have special needs. Right. So, I mean, he's been on the podcast before. I mean, he submits questions, and I mean, we're friends as a result, you know, of just really going shoulder to shoulder, helping out in ministry. I mean, that's kind of the vision of Plus membership, having that community for church planting and multi-site. But he's doing that and not doing the after school program. But what I would have to say above all else, Andy, and for everyone else considering outreach programs or additional ways to reach out into your community, be sure that you, as the church planter, are not the one that's leading that program.
No.
Right? You need to, the only way, let's say you have a passion for that, then, you know, preach about it. Say, hey, you know, is there anyone else who has a passion for this? You know, gather that people together, train them up, but release this as ministry, you know, for your congregation to do. And in that side, you can kind of do it one of two ways. Right. So, Andy, on the one hand, you as a church can do and have an after school program for church plants. Right. That's one side of the spectrum. The other way is you or people in your church can go volunteer at the after school programs that are in your neighborhood or go work at a after school program in your neighborhood. So there's kind of two ways, you know, two ends of the spectrum that you can get involved in it.
And I would say, too, if this is an idea that somebody is bringing you, what Daniel just brought up is a great first step, because a lot of times you are never going to run out of great ideas.
Mm, yeah.
You will always run out of resources to people and resources to get those things done and done well.
Yeah.
You know, the secret to great results. There is no great result without a concentration of resources.
Yeah.
We have to remember that. And so if that person comes to you, what Daniel just suggested is a great idea to say, hey, I think that's a great idea. I want you to continue to pray about it, but why don't you go volunteer in an after school program, or even if it's another church's after school program, to see, you know, what this is, take copious notes and, you know, continue to do that. And then as you do that, maybe take a couple other people along with you. And when we get to a critical mass, we'll go ahead and launch that ministry. I think that's a great way, to solve that issue. If that's the avenue that it's coming through anyway.
Yeah, completely. So in all that, when you look at, is it a good use of resources or is it not effective? I mean, it really comes down to there's a lot of good stuff to do, right? There's a lot of good ways. And I like, Andy, how you're thinking about reaching out, you're thinking about being in your neighborhood, being in your community. And I mean, because a lot of being in that after school program, I mean, there's going to be a lot of opportunity to both influence the kids, influence others, and influence the parents, especially by saying, hey, we're going to do a special event, or we're going to do maybe the after school care. You do some sort of Christmas play, or you do something fun where you can bring all the parents. But if you do this, don't make it just childcare. Don't make it just babysitting. You know, don't just run a good program and just kind of make it where the parents come, take their kids and leave. Really, you know, ask the Lord for opportunities. Think about different opportunities to bring them together so that community is built, so that you're able to really minister to the parents in that way. But above all else, Andy, always think about the why before the what, right? The why behind the what. So the what is you want to do the school after school program, but why are you doing it? And how are you presenting that to the church, right? If let's say, Andy, you go a year down, 2 years down, 3 years down, and let's say you decide to launch this out and it grows, then one thing that you can do is you can actually have this as a part of, you don't like, you can set it up as another separate organization, or you can actually, in the States at least, have it as a part of your church, kind of like as a have your church be the umbrella 401c3, have this be a ministry of it, and your church can, you know, appoint the trustees, appoint the board members for that, but have that run independently.
Yeah. When I think about this question, part of the issue for me is I can see names and faces connected with this, because that's what, you know, that's what we had. And there was a 501c3 that was started. If you're interested, you can look up daybreakkids.org.
Okay.
And you can see an incredible example of, you know, what one young adult did who was passionate about, you know, this ministry is now a full multi-million-dollar a year ministry in one of the worst parts of DC.
Wow. Well, what a testimony. Andy, I hope that was helpful for you. And thanks again for listening in, everyone. Be sure to submit your questions in at newchurches.com. You can hit the sidebar on the right that says send a voicemail, or you can go to speakpipe.com/newchurches if you're on a mobile device, and be sure to get those questions in, and we'll check you out next time.